Baseball is the economic and cultural lifeblood of the Dominican Republic. The tiny impoverished island nation has produced some of the game's greatest professional players, from Juan Marichal to Miguel Tejada to Pedro Martinez to David Ortiz.
And it continues to do so today. Now, a new documentary tells the story of Dominican baseball players, of their dreams to cash in, and of the way Major League Baseball develops and recruits these young players. The film is called Ball Player Pelotero.
20% of professional baseball players in the United States come from the Dominican Republic. Over 100,000 young players, or peloteros, all have one dream: to sign a professional contract on July 2nd. This is the story of two peloteros.
Pelotero opens on Friday at the Coolidge Corner Cinema. It's a fascinating and controversial look at the business of baseball and the way it helps and sometimes exploits these young, talented players from the Dominican Republic. The executive producer of Pelotero is Bobby Valentine, now the manager of the Red Sox. One of the directors is Trevor Martin, who graduated from Tufts University. And Trevor Martin, welcome to Radio Boston. Great to have you.
Thanks for having me.
This film does such a great job in really bringing to life the idea of just how dominant the game is down there. What did you observe when you were down there about that?
In the Dominican Republic, baseball is more than a game. It's a way off the island. There's a financial incentive to play baseball that a lot of people believe is a real option for them to change their lives.
And your film talks about that in a big way. It follows two young prospects, Jean Carlos Batista and Miguel Sano, and it follows them to the big day of July 2nd. Tell us what the significance of July 2nd is.
Well, July 2nd is signing day. You have to understand that a big prospect in this regard is oftentimes a 14, 15-year-old kid who has, in many cases, dropped out of school when he was 12 to pursue baseball full-time as a career. July 2nd of the year they turn 16 is a big day. That's the day that they can finally sign contracts, and that's the day that they command the biggest signing bonuses with Major League Baseball teams.
So in the case of Miguel Sano and of Jean Carlos Batista, it becomes complicated, and it turns out there are big questions about their age, which causes big problems. Tell us what happens.
Both prospects are questioned about their age because in the Dominican Republic, there's been a history of players lying about their ages and identities in order to appear younger than they actually are, and thus qualify for higher signing bonuses. So teams, as a result, are very wary of this, and Major League Baseball as an institution has created something that they call the Office of Investigations in the DR. And the investigation process, which plays out prominently in our film, is not the most transparent. In the case of Miguel Sano, he was the number one guy. People were expecting Miguel to sign for the biggest bonus ever. They were throwing around numbers as high as $5, $6 million. When Major League Baseball started investigating Miguel, at first, we all thought that this was just a normal, you know, this happens to everybody. But as the investigation process went on and on and on, and all of the evidence that the family would show us and the investigators, school records, photos, hospital records, birth certificates, you know, none of it ever seemed to be enough.
And Trevor, the big moment in the film is when a scout from the Pittsburgh Pirates tells Sano's family that unless he signs immediately with the Pirates, he's not going to be cleared of this investigation by Major League Baseball. And this is the point where Sano begins to look like a pawn in this big Major League game.
Absolutely. As Miguel's investigation has gone on and on, he's invited to the Major League Baseball office in the capital of the Dominican Republic. According to Miguel and his family, we weren't allowed to film this, when they went into the meeting in Major League Baseball, the investigator in charge of his case and the scouting director for the Pirates, Rene Gallo, said that if Miguel admitted to being 19 and signed with the Pirates, then they would make the investigation go away and he could sign the very next day. The family, to their credit, stood up and said that they weren't going to take that deal, and Rene Gallo got in touch with them and came by their house with a new offer. And in that taped conversation, you can hear in the film Rene Gallo offering the family a deal for $2 million, saying that he believes Miguel is 16 and has influence with the Major League Baseball investigator and can make the whole investigation go away.
And a family member calls Major League Baseball a mafia at that point. Do you think that's fair?
I'm not going to characterize Major League Baseball as a mafia. you can't deny the fact that they're a $300 million industry in a third world country. You know, we tried very hard not to make this a heavy-handed indictment of Major League Baseball. I mean, what we wanted to do was document the process of what happened to our two kids in the film. And honestly, we stumbled into this.
Trevor, I want to play a great clip from your film. This is Giancarlo Bautista's trainer, Aston Jacobo. And it's a terrific quote where he talks about these kids that he helps develop as if they're sort of lucrative crops. Let's listen to this.
It's like when you go and harvest, you know, the land, put the seed on the land, and then you put water in it, you clear it, you do all of this, and then when it grows, you sell it.
That's the mentality on the island. I mean, unfortunately, in this case, the children who are playing baseball and training to be professionals are a commodity. It's almost a neo-colonial type of system they have there where the young baseball players in the eyes of Major League Baseball are raw materials that are then exported to the United States that then go on to generate big profits for an American corporation.
Trevor, let me ask you about the way Major League Baseball has responded. They've raised objections to the film. They've called it inaccurate, and they've made the point that they've taken steps to protect these young players. What's your response to that?
Well, my response to that is that it's frustrating that the Commissioner of Baseball has called the film inaccurate and gone on to say that he hasn't actually watched it. So I invite him to watch it and to specifically enumerate what to him is inaccurate, because we stand by this film as an accurate portrayal of how the Dominican recruiting system works. I think that when the players are negotiating these contracts, they're at a point of very weak bargaining position, because oftentimes they're very poor and they don't have another option aside from taking whatever deal Major League Baseball has structured for them. So I think in that regard, there's certainly room for improvement.
But overall, is it fair to say, do you think, that Major League Baseball gives more to the Dominican Republic than it takes away? I mean, when you consider all the great players that have come out of there and all the great careers that Major League Baseball has fostered, I mean, what's the overall balance in your view?
What it comes down to is that Major League Baseball is, and the teams are selling the dream. Unfortunately and fortunately, a lot of kids buy into that. Are they all going to become pros? No. Does that help contribute to a system in that country where hundreds of thousands of kids are often as young as 9, 10, 11, 12 years old are training full-time to become professionals as opposed to going to school or doing whatever else with their time? No, I don't think that's a good system.
Trevor Martin, thanks so much for talking to us about this film, and congratulations. It was a real pleasure to see it and a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure to be here.
Trevor Martin is one of the directors of Ball Player, Pelotero, which opens Friday at the Coolidge Corner Cinema.